Manu Patra alerts dated the 2nd of August 2018. Supreme Court has indicated that it will not make adultery a gender-neutral law and that it will rather examine if it should remain a criminal offence at all. Supreme Court has upheld the examination held for selection to the post of Assistant Signal and Telecommunication Engineer, ASTE, Grade B, against 30% LDCE quota vacancies in Guwahati. Supreme Court lashed out at Amrapali Group of Companies saying it was playing fraud and dirty games with the court and ordered attachment of bank accounts and immovable properties of 40 subsidiary companies of the real estate group. Supreme Court has paved the way for release of Anil Kapoor and Aishwarya Rai Bachchan star of Fanny Khan by refusing to stay its scheduled screening on the 3rd of August. Supreme Court has directed state of Jharkhand to consider making regular appointments only, dropping the idea of making irregular appointments so as to short-circuit the process of regular appointments. Bombay High Court has held that in order to claim any relief under the provisions of Domestic Violence Act, relations between the woman and her partner must be in the nature of marriage. Delhi High Court has allowed former Haryana Chief Minister O.P. Chautala to summon the record and witnesses pertaining to an FIR which was registered against him way back in year 1997 for allegedly amassing assets disproportionate to his known income only to end in a closure report. Tripura High Court has observed that academic qualification cannot be the sole criteria to determine merits of a person and there should not be any discrimination in determining the loss of earning capacity on account of disability occurred due to road traffic accident. Delhi High Court has directed vendors in the Delhi's Kamla Nagar area to pay 20 lakh rupees in damages for selling fake shoes bearing the Red Sole trademark. Karnataka High Court has observed that documents which are not the part of charge sheet could be received in evidence for prosecution after the commencement of trial. Karnataka High Court has quashed a complaint filed for dishonor of cheque under Section 138 of Negotiable Instruments Act on the ground that the complaint did not reveal any legally enforceable debt. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, has restored the ownership of iconic Jai Mahal Hotel in favor of grandchildren of late Maharani Gayatri Devi. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has permitted all the three bidders of debt-ridden Bhushan Power and Steel Limited, Tata Steel, Liberty House and JSW, to file revised resolution plans by Monday. Lok Sabha has passed Commercial Courts, Commercial Division and Commercial Appellate Division of High Courts, Amendment, Bill that seeks to bring down specified value of commercial disputes from the existing 1 crore rupees each to 3 lakh rupees. Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, CBIC, has exempted Goods and Services Tax, GST, on ambulance services provided to government by private service providers, PSP. Under the National Health Mission, NHM. Fugitive Economic Offenders Act 2018 of Parliament has received the assent of the President and has been notified in the Official Gazette.